Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you were out and about this morning, if you're following us on one of the live streams, we do appreciate it. Also, the Odyssey app works great for that stuff. Glad you're with us because there are a lot of meteorologists walking tall this morning because they were right. They got this one right, or at least the models did, didn't they? You know, I lived in the band where it said, 5 to 9 inches and ice underneath it. And that's pretty much exactly what we got. When I was out there with the snowblower yesterday, I'm guessing right there in southern St. Charles County, it was probably about 8 inches. And then more came down overnight. So maybe another 2 to 3 inches we got when I came out to get in my truck this morning. And obviously more snow to the north and more ice to the south. Ethan, you experienced some of that, right? Because you live south of 55.
Yeah, I think we got more ice than anything. But there was about maybe an inch or two of snow this morning.
And when you left for work this morning, 4 a.m.-ish, 3:30-ish.
3 o'clock.
55 was not plowed yet.
They may have ran a plow over, but the ice was still there. It was all snow covered still, like, you know, like snowpack. A good, yeah, you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And my experience on 40, you could see where a single lane had been plowed, but that was it. And they were working on it. But maybe now, an hour, 2 hours later, things have improved since Ethan and I came in. I would highly recommend, you heard Sue talking about it. Listen, if you don't have a four-wheel drive and you have to get somewhere, I don't know what to tell you. I saw several people in the ditch this morning. They did not have four-wheel drives. At least with a four-wheel drive, you might be able to get yourself out of that situation. But if you slide into a ditch, you're stuck, and it's cold out there. So when they tell you to stay home, there's a reason for that. The meteorologists were correct. Here's my other observation on this, and if you're following us on the stream this morning, you'll see me and you'll see Ethan. You will not see Kim St. Ange. We've had a technical problem with her on the feed, but she is with us. Kim, how are you?
I'm good. I'm probably a lot warmer than you were this morning, having to get out there and drive.
Yeah, broadcasting from home. You've got it made this morning, which is fantastic. What I started to say was, we had a storm. It was a big deal to us, but not to the rest of the country. What you're going to hear the next 24 hours is going to be Armageddon, because this snowstorm is going to hit the East Coast, where everything happens. The world revolves around Washington, D.C. and New York. So now that they're about to get hit, all the network coverage will be all about the big snowstorm, I'll bet. That would be my guess. Fox 2 is currently covering a story, as I look up here, with one of their own crews, being stuck in the snow this morning. So,
have you seen anyone on the Tam Avenue Bridge, Mark?
There was nobody on Tam Avenue this morning. Now, I sent our crew a picture of myself with my Channel 4 hat on yesterday, saying I was ready for Tam when I was out there blowing the snow off my own driveway. My buddy Nick tells me that they don't use Tam Avenue anymore.
Oh.
No, they don't. And I don't.
What's the new TAM? It's
fallen out of favor. Like the Kelly Memorial Overpass, which is out there on 270. And I was also told by my friend Russell Kinsall this morning that the folks at MoDOT don't appreciate when the news crews choose an overpass like that because it disrupts traffic down below. People will slow down because they see the news crews up there on those overpasses, and it disrupts traffic.
All of our cars are about to get buried.
What are you supposed to do?
Oh, great. Yeah, I see. We're looking out the window here. We had to park on the street here at outside the radio station this morning because the gate wouldn't go up for the garage. So now the snow plows just hit Olive for the very first time. It had not been plowed up until right now. And my guess is they just pushed all that snow onto our cars, which are parked down here along the side of the building. All right. Sorry, I got distracted. Squirrel. Go ahead, Kim.
No, I don't think I had anything more to say. I do feel bad for you guys about your car.
Yeah, that was a mess. Anyway, the roads are a mess. Take our word for it. Sue will give you more feedback as we move along. But if you can avoid going out, just stay home and in your toasty little house. And hopefully you had some French bread. I made stuffed French bread this weekend. I was so proud of myself. Had all the ingredients, had the milk, the bread, and some fresh strawberries, and cut that up and put it inside.
What do you stuff the French toast with?
Strawberries.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe cream cheese or something.
And I got some some of that whipped cream cheese that is strawberry flavored in addition to it. So you kind of put that along the outside of the bread, the outside edge on each piece of bread, put the strawberries in the middle, and then you squeeze it together and it forms a little seal. And then you dip it in the eggs and milk, and then you stick it in the pan, and it's so good. Oh, wish I had some of that right now. If I was at home, I could have some of that right now. But I'm at work telling you about my experience. All right, we got Hans von Spakovsky coming up here in a minute. We'll talk more about January 6th. Here are some of the top stories this morning.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Let's just be authentic and to the point. So I think people like you and I can bring this home by example. And don't use that idiotic NPR jargon when you're talking to voters.
Suddenly, James Carville, the raging Cajun, has decided that the jargon on NPR is crazy talk. Imagine that. They figure that out about 4 years too late.
Are any Democrats going to object tomorrow, do you think?
Not that I know of, but of course the process allows for these objections.
Oh, now they want to point out that the process allows for objections. That's Amy Klobuchar on with Jake Tapper this weekend talking about all of the security they've got in place in case anybody tries to storm the Capitol building.
We're joined by incredible Vice President Kamala Harris and Second Gentleman Doug. Doug, he's a hell of a lawyer, by the way.
I thought he was an accountant. Is he a lawyer? I don't know. I don't know. Like, that's the first time I've heard him say her name since the election. And they're apparently both incredible. I didn't know that either.
Even in our intelligence agencies, you've seen this woke mind virus run amok.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis, in case you didn't recognize the voice immediately, here was my observation this weekend, Kim. I know you'll say I'm just using this as an excuse to mention Kentucky, but I'm watching the Kentucky-Florida basketball game on Saturday, a game Kentucky won decisively, just so you know. But in the front row, right behind the Kentucky coach, was Ron DeSantis.
Really? Why would he have an interest in Kentucky?
Well,
they were playing Kentucky
Florida.
Who?
They were playing Florida, right?
Okay, well, that makes sense. I'm still surprised he was there,
he
though.
He traveled to Lexington to watch this basketball game, and they gave him a courtside seat. And through the entire game, the announcers never said, there's Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I never heard them. They never even acknowledged he was in the building.
Would they have been asked to not
I don't know. It was very strange. Unless they mentioned it at the beginning and I missed it somehow. I never heard him mention Ron DeSantis. And there was the governor of Florida sitting on the courtside. It was, anyway, I had to bring that up since I heard DeSantis' voice. All right, quick break here. Hans von Spakovsky on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
We have, a new police chief increased morale, many hundreds of more officers, and we have a plan and a strategy in place. That's not to say there aren't threats all the time on members of Congress or on the Capitol, but I feel very strongly that we have made major shifts. What happened last time were an officer's words haunt me forever on the police line said, does anyone have a plan? Does anyone have a plan? And the answer from the leadership back then was no. Now we have clear leadership in place.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, good morning to you, my friend. Are you ready for Snowmageddon there in D.C.?
Yeah, in fact, the whole city is pretty much shut down with the exception of Congress, where they're going to have the joint session. All the businesses have told everybody to stay home because there is literally so much snow in the
area.
Well,
thank goodness, because it might prevent another assault on the Capitol. Amy Klobuchar is truly worried about that.
That is just so ridiculous. You know, in 2020, the preparations were totally inadequate. Right. Even the president back then, you know, offered to have the National Guard there. And they were turned down by congressional leaders. This time, as usual, they've gone way overboard. There's no threats of any kind. And yet there is now this huge 10-foot fence that they've erected all around the Capitol. It looks like a concentration camp. And they've restricted traffic all around it. Even if there wasn't the snowfall,
yes,
Mark, I would have had problems getting to my office because of that.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I got another bite here from Amy Klobuchar I wanted to play for you. Go to cut number two for us, Ethan, please.
Are any Democrats going to object tomorrow, do you think?
Not that I know of. But, of course, the process allows for these objections. If it happens, they're heard out. The vice president rules on them. But under our new law that we passed, you have to have 20% of the bodies of Congress to support those objections before you can have an extended debate, because that's what was used as a trigger, as you know, last January 6th to slow down the process. And then, of course, ultimately seen by the insurrectionists as a way they could derail the will of the American people.
The insurrectionists. So just clear something up for us, Hans, please. She's referring to the fact that they modified the Electoral Count Act, correct?
Right.
That's what she's referring to. So to me, that was an acknowledgement that the people that challenged this election last time were completely within their rights to do so. And to make sure that couldn't happen again, they had to modify the Electoral Count Act, correct?
Yeah, that is right. And it's funny because Democrats were the ones that really pushed this, and it's now come back to bite them. Because it used to be, under the old act, if one senator and one member of the House together signed an objection to the certification of the votes from a particular state, well, then there had to be a debate about that particular state. They didn't want that happening again. Democrats didn't. So they changed it. Now it takes 20 senators and 87 members of the House to sign an objection before it can even be discussed or debated. So the Democrats, the J6 ones, you know, people like Jamie Raskin and others who say, oh, we don't want to certify it. They basically bit themselves in the foot, and they made it really difficult for them to do anything about it.
Yeah, well, they gutted the power of the American people to object, to raise objections, basically. So, Hans, it's my understanding, do they need a quorum today to certify this election? Because I read that some of the members went home against the advice of the leaders of Congress because they are in session today and there's a snowstorm coming. Well, is it a possibility they wouldn't have enough votes to certify the vote today?
You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think everybody had the time to get back here. The snow didn't start until around midnight last night.
Okay.
So there's not a single member of the Senate and a single member of the House has any excuse for not being here because they had all of Sunday to fly back in here.
Yeah, that's good to know.
I heard where Muriel Bowers is all worried about the storm that's about to hit D.C. And thank goodness it wasn't 4 years ago, because I would have been out there knee deep in it. It's true. Thank goodness they had better weather. It was cold on January 6th of 2021, but it wasn't. It didn't have a foot of snow for sure. Hans, thanks for your time.
This is the worst snowstorm the city's had in many years.
Wow. Wow. Well, good luck with it. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Hans von Spakovsky there from the Heritage Foundation. I would imagine New York's going to get hit with some of this, too. But D.C. is going to get hammered, and the Congress is in session. So hopefully they get some stuff accomplished. They're also talking about ways they can skirt the Democrats in the Senate from holding everything up in Trump's agenda. We're going to talk about that a little bit more coming up as well. We'll get a check of business. We got in other news for you. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
To know that, and how could I really? You're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for, but it's okay. You'll get them next time.
Nikki Glaser there on the Golden Globes last night, and she had a good time and seemed to bring down the house. I thought it was pretty well done. Let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you this morning?
I am tired. It's the first full week of the year, and I'm like so not ready to get back into work mode. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. We're recovering from this snowstorm that moved through, which I understand is heading to the East Coast. What are you expecting there in New Jersey?
Where I'm at, about 2 inches,
I believe.
But I think farther south is expecting more.
So it's actually going south of New York City and New Jersey, then. That's I know from the D.C. area is expecting to get hammered.
Yeah, from what I understand, but don't quote me on that.
It's okay. You're not a meteorologist. You don't play one on the radio.
Thank you.
They're walking tall around here. You know, I give them a little bit of grief because I often say that TV meteorologists and baseball players are about the same. If they're batting .300, they're all-stars, right? Right?
Wow.
It's like the only profession where you can be wrong 7 out of 10 times and you're still an all-star. That's okay. It's okay. I understand that. Because you're trusting weather equipment to tell you what's going to happen, and then nature doesn't always go. It did work this time. So the meteorologists here in St. Louis are walking tall this morning because pretty much what they told us would happen, happened. They got a foot of snow north of us and a lot of ice just to the south. So they were right.
Well, I hope you have time to make snow angels after work.
Yeah, well, getting in this morning, the only two of us actually made it into the studio this morning. Kim's working from home, so we're we're the brave ones.
Safe travels to wherever you have to go after work.
Thank you. What's going on out there?
So futures are moderately higher Friday. The Dow Industrials gained 42, the NASDAQ up 101, and the S&P 500 up 17. KSDK announced this week it will leave downtown St. Louis by the year's end. The channel, Channel 5, which has operated downtown for its entire 77-year history, will stay in the city of St. Louis. That's according to station leaders, but did not disclose the new location. Missouri Republicans are seeking to partially undo the new law voters approved in November to raise the minimum wage and require paid sick leave. The new law, which nearly 58% of Missouri voters supported in the November election, raised the state minimum wage to $13.75 an hour on January 1st. That minimum wage will then increase to $15 an hour at the start of 2026. The law also requires certain employers to allow employees to begin accruing paid sick time starting May 1st. Nippon Steel says it is considering taking legal action against the U.S. government after President Biden blocked its proposed acquisition of U.S. Steel. The president cited the need to protect national security and supply chains when announcing his decision. New vehicle sales in the U.S. rose by 2.7% last year as prices and interest rates eased a bit, making SUVs, cars, and trucks a little more affordable. Despite high sales prices that averaged more than $47,000, automakers sold just over 16 million vehicles in the U.S. last year. That's according to MotorIntelligence.com. The Walt Disney Company's Mufasa claimed the number one spot at the North American box office, ranking in nearly 24 million during its third weekend. Paramount's Sonic the Hedgehog 3 wasn't far behind, pulling in just over 21 million. The Sonic franchise has made more than $1 billion worldwide. And finally, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans has announced that there is no safe level for alcohol consumption, not even a daily glass of red wine. The news comes after the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy urged Congress to add cancer warnings on alcohol labels.
Nonsense. What are they talking about?
Oh, I'm so bummed at this news. I'm someone, I love my wine. I love my Prosecco. Sometimes alone time with my wine while watching Bravo is really all I need.
I know. Here's what I say to that.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Thank you. That's what Vivek Murthy just gave us. So all this time they've told you to a glass of red wine is good for you. Now suddenly it's going to give you cancer if you have a drink. Give me a break.
I mean, I'd like to think that they're not giving the warning from nowhere, but I almost kind of want to ignore the warning because I love my wine so much. I'm whining because I love my wine.
Yep. I hear you. I feel you.
Do you ever do dry January?
Dry what?
Dry January. Do you ever?
I've never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like where you're going with this.
I know the people that have done it. I mean, I guess, just to try to dry out for a month and then start over again. I don't know. I've never done that. No,
I've heard some people do it just to like lower their tolerance.
Well, I have laid off beer just because it can make you fat if you drink too much of it. I've certainly laid off that during diets before, but I'll still have a sip of bourbon every once in a while.
See, what's the harm in that?
Thank you. Makes me feel better. Relaxes me.
You are welcome.
Nicole, have a great one.
Thanks so much. Safe travels.
Yep, we'll see you Wednesday. Kim, are you there? Is Kim with us?
I am. Okay. You know, I just saw a study the other day that talked about how red wine was great, and then you have the studies that say, no, don't drink it. It's just funny because you always have the study that completely contradicts whatever the other study was.
Well, of course it does.
Chicken crap.
Yeah, that's what I say to it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Nicole's reporting on the Channel 5 story that we covered last week that they're moving from downtown. On Reddit, there was a story that they are that claims to know the location they're moving to. So,
yeah, so what is it?
We were told that they were going to stay in the city, according to this thread. And again, I'll only credit it to Reddit because I have not talked to anybody from Channel 5 who might confirm this. But they claim that they're moving to the old iHeart facility, which is in the Highlands, which is right there at Hampton and 40, like right at Oakland and Hampton, close to where Channel 2 used to be for many years till they moved out west and they tore down their building and built a Mercedes dealership.
Now, I guess that makes sense because they did say they were planning to stay in the city. So they are still within city limits, but they're kind of on the edge of it. They're in an area that's not as dangerous.
Correct. Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they said they are now.
They said they wanted to move somewhere where they had secure parking. I don't know that there's secure parking at that site. It may be more convenient parking than what they had downtown. But bear in mind, the building just to the left of that building, if you know where this was, right by where the Checker Dome used to be, those two big office buildings that got built right against the interstate there, the building on the left holds a financial services firm and a couple of others. And then the building on the right holds iHeart, or the old iHeart offices. I don't know what else is in that building. The one on the left, a man was killed in that building recently. He was on drugs. He broke into the building. They couldn't get him to leave. And he threatened to stab the police. And the police ended up shooting a guy in that building. And then I've heard stories of people being carjacked at that gas station at Hampton and Oakland. So they haven't improved their lot a great deal, if indeed it's true that that's where they're moving. But they're still in the city limits, so.
And they said they were going to be moving by the end of this year. That was what the article said that KSDK posted. That's very interesting to me because that's a quick transition.
Well, there used to be radio studios in that building, if it's true, which means there may be some infrastructure in place already that would make that move a little easier. I just don't know. I don't know if it's true. I'm just telling you what I heard in a post from Reddit regarding where Channel 5's moving. All right. A quick break here. We're going to get to you know the news coming up in just a couple minutes. Next hour, we've got we'll get to Kim on a Whim. We got Jesse Jane Duff, Tom Ackerman. We're trying to get you a report locally here from Mike Seidel, who is used to be with the Weather Channel. Now he's with Fox Weather, and he's actually reporting. They sent him to St. Louis this morning to report on the big storm that hit here. And I used to, believe it or not, we used to work at the same TV station many, many years ago. And I'm trying to get him on the radio this morning. We'll see if we can get that worked out as well. We'll be back right after this.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, the film Emilia Perez was the big winner at last night's Golden Globes, which was hosted, by the way, by St. Louis's Nikki Glaser. Emilia Perez beat out Wicked for Best Picture, Musical or Comedy, which I think a lot of people were surprised
for what?
About.
For what movie?
This was for Best Picture, Musical or Comedy. People were saying
it?
That Emilia Perez is what won, but people were saying that Wicked was robbed.
Emilia Perez is the name of a movie or an actress?
It's no, the name. It's the no.
Oh, I've never even heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Where's Carl when we need him?
I know. This is the one
you would know all of these.
Yes.
The Brutalist won for Best Picture. Never heard of that either. That was in the drama category. Shogun, which my husband's watched, that took home two awards.
That was good.
Adrian Brody won for Best Actress. Fernanda Torres, I'll be honest, I've never heard of her. She won Best Actress in a Drama for her role in I'm Still Here. And then Demi Moore, who you just heard from, she won. This was her first Golden Globe, apparently, that she won last night. And that was for her role in the horror film The Substance.
After all of those years on Friends, that's her first role that award she's ever won. Wow.
Wait, Friends? What are you talking
about?
No, she
wasn't on Friends. Demi Moore, Bruce Willis' wife.
Not that. G.I. Jane. Wasn't she G.I. Jane?
Yeah, she was G.I. Jane.
She didn't win a Golden Globe for G.I. Jane?
She hasn't won any awards. None.
Wow. That's
like Meryl Streep. Not the Golden Globes, but I remember Meryl Streep apparently was always nominated but never won. I think she's won
at Courtney
this point.
Cox. I'm looking at her face here, and she's had so much work, she looks like Courtney Cox these days. But go ahead.
They do bring up Demi Moore, actually. Yeah. Courtney Cox does in the show, but she herself's not in it. Sticking with Hollywood, this is some sad news. Filmmaker Jeff Baena, I think that's how you say his last name, he's the husband of Parks and Recreation actress Aubrey Plaza, has died at the age of 47, and the medical examiner says he committed suicide.
Ugh.
His assistant found his body at his Los Angeles home on Friday. The director is best known for the films The Little Hours, Life After Beth, and Joshy. Never heard of those, but no. Really sad.
No, I've never heard of them either. She played, what did she play in Parks and Rec?
She was April.
April, okay, all right. I was trying to place which actress it was. I didn't recognize the name.
She's pretty funny in that show.
Mm-hmm.
So New York's officially become the first state in the country to charge drivers a so-called congestion fee as they enter into the city. Governor Kathy Hochul announced in November about this. The drivers entering areas of Manhattan south of Central Park, they'd have to pay this toll of $9. The goal, she says, of this fee is to reduce congestion in that area and to also fund the subway system.
Yeah, that's what it's about, is cash. It's a cash grab. They're not going to stop congestion. Tourists are still going to visit. Commuters are still going to commute if you've got a job in the city. It's just about being able to stick it to people a little more. $9 a day? Think about that.
No, I know. That's crazy. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely. Motorcyclists pay a little bit less. You still have to pay it if you're in a taxi, but it's far less. It's ridiculous.
I mean, your costs go up, what, 200 bucks a month? If you work 5 days and you have to drive into the city automatically, in addition to whatever your parking costs are and all that, that's obnoxious. People
are
fire
mad
her.
In that
they
area.
They need to fire her.
All right. Another day, another recall, this time involving a popular over-the-counter cold and flu medicine that's sold at Costco. It's Kirkland Signature Severe Cold and Flu Plus Congestion, which I'm sure is popular this time of the year. It's been taken off store shelves due to possible contamination of foreign material. The impact of medicine was sold at stores here in the Midwest and the Southeast from October 30th to November 30th. So heads up if that's in your closet.
Yeah, no kidding. Keep an eye out for that. Your medicine closet. Yeah. Hey, by the way, guess who gets to preside over President Trump's election certification today? The woman that he trounced. This should be good. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.